Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Pacers continue to play with fire, and for the second time in three games, they have been burned against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Pacers fell short last night in Game 4 at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, 104-100 to the Cavaliers. Cleveland opened up a 16-point second quarter lead. That's the third game in a row they've had a lead of 16 or more in the first half, forcing the Pacers to claw and scratch to get back into these ball games. The Pacers, as they have done all season long, are up for the fight, but you just start to wonder if the fight is wearing on their legs late in these games. Domantas Sabonis, the Pacers came back from that 16-point deficit to lead 93-91 with 4:28 to go in the fourth quarter before LeBron James and Kyle Korver took over. Korver knocked down a pair of threes, LeBron made a pair of layups, and just like that, a 93-91 lead was a 101-95 deficit. Indiana went ice cold in the final 4 minutes, missing six of their final eight shots, and Cleveland escapes with a Game 4 win. The Pacers, who spent all that energy to get back in the game, had a chance to head back to Cleveland ahead 3-1, but you have to make shots down the stretch, and the Pacers just didn't. Victor Oladipo was 5 of 20. Darren Collison was 5 of 14. Miles Turner was one of seven Pacers in double figures, but didn't score in the final 21 minutes of the game. It was Domantas Sabonis who was the leading scorer with 19, a playoff career high. When the Pacers needed a big basket down the stretch, they couldn't find anyone to step up and hit the big shot. LeBron James had Kyle Korver by his side. He scored 16 of his 18 in the second half. James finished with 32 points, 13 rebounds, and 7 assists. It's off to Cleveland on Wednesday for Game 5. Game 6 will be Friday night at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The 8th-ranked Indiana Hoosiers took the show on the road this weekend as they headed over to Columbus to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes. And after a 4-0 win by Jonathan Stever on Friday night, the Hoosiers looked well on their way to taking another series in a very good 2018. Instead, the Buckeyes rallied on Saturday, overcoming a 4-0 deficit before winning 5-4, and then won the series on Sunday, defeating the Hoosiers 6-5 in 12 innings. In a back-and-forth affair on Sunday, Indiana was led by junior Ryan Feinman. He was 3-for-4. He slugged two doubles and drove in a run. Juniors Logan Kalitha and Matt Lloyd, along with sophomore Matt Gorski, all pounded out a pair of hits as well. Tim Herron got the ball on the mound for the Hoosiers and allowed only two earned runs over 4 1/3 before Cal Kruger came in and pitched 3 2/3 inning of one-run ball in relief. He was followed by B.J. Sable and Matt Lloyd, who held the fort before Ohio State took the win off of Andrew Salfrank in the 12th. Scotty Bradley gave the Hoosiers a 5-4 lead in the top of the 7th with a two-out single that scored Matt Lloyd, but the Indiana bullpen couldn't close the door on Ohio State. The Buckeyes rallied from 4-0 down on Saturday and rallied from 5-4 down on Sunday. In the 8th inning, it was a sacrifice fly that tied the game and forced extra innings. It was Noah McGowan, the hero for the Scarlet and Gray. His walk-off RBI double accounted for the final score, 6-5. It doesn't get any easier for the Hoosiers midweek. They head to West Lafayette to take on the Boilermakers before returning home to take on Illinois in a Big Ten three-game set this weekend. The Reds return to the radio tonight. They host Atlanta at 6:30. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.